become a god. Watch people's heads roll.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also streaming on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app, as well as the Nerdville Radio Network. I am your host, Kevin Ebeling. Seth Young, Bud Lewis.
Hey, how's it going?
Andrew.
How you doing, Tom Brokaw?
Now, there was a little unrest among the cast last week after the show. Everybody was a little hot, a little upset. Andrew, have you calmed down a little bit? You feel better? I know Zach was kind of attacking you on the show.
I didn't really feel like there was any tension left by the end of the show.
Hey, you thought we smoothed everything out?
Yeah.
Are you still bummed out? Did you get laid since last week?
No.
Oh, all right. Well, they can't all be winners. Zach, what do you have for me this week? How are you feeling towards Andrew? Are you still upset about his performance on the show? Or are you ready to move past it? You know what I just like to rehash? You know what I like the arguing? I like the fighting.
The arguing is fun.
It's great.
I feel good.
All right, good.
Yeah.
All right, what do you got for me, man?
What do I got?
Yeah, stories.
Stories. Sure. A high school in Dublin canceled a seminar on homophobic bullying because the administration felt that both sides weren't represented equally.
All right. Well, I think that pretty much covers that one.
Yeah, that one's pretty, out of the gate.
Pretty cut and dry.
A man dressed as the superhero character Mr. Incredible from the Pixar movie was convicted of assaulting a woman dressed as Batgirl in a sidewalk scuffle on Hollywood Boulevard.
I love when that kind of stuff happens.
Me too. Apparently, Chewbacca attempted to stop the brawl, which ended with Mr. Incredible flipping Batgirl onto the sidewalk. Yeah.
And then Jack Sparrow jumps out and cracks a bottle of rum.
It's true. It's awesome. Heads. There's actually a video to go along with it, but I listen to the audio and it doesn't sound great on the air. So there's no, I don't know. We can post a Facebook.
Does it look
or
cool?
Something. Oh, of course.
All right.
We got like Freddy Krueger running in and trying to stop him. That's funny.
Well, we'll post it for him.
You're right, though. The Hollywood Boulevard brawls are awesome.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's like, in the last 6 months, there's been like 7 cases of these things.
Oh, I've seen
California.
A couple of good ones. Like on the Las Vegas Strip, Batman and Bane fought it out in real life. I love that kind of stuff.
It's goofy.
It's great.
Yeah.
Okay, what else?
All right, last one. Authorities arrested a man outside of a Texas Walmart wearing body armor and suffering from a 2-day-old gunshot wound. Upon searching the suspect's vehicle, police found a pistol, hydrocodone, a small digital scale, methamphetamine, multiple boxes of ammo, a mask, rifle, bipods, and some loose ammunition.
Okay, this is a guy we'd need 6 shows to describe,
I feel like. Yeah, he's got a lot going for him. It's funny, they couldn't really explain the gunshot wound, so they couldn't like convict him of anything there. So he just got away with first degree felony for
The possession.
Yeah, basically, and possession of a firearm. That's about it. I think it's, I don't know. It's funny that can happen, and cops are like, well, there's nothing we can do here. Yeah,
that's as well as it can end for that guy.
Yeah, that's
true. He should be go home very happy.
Yeah,
he should be pleased.
Huh. Yeah, apparently he was still bleeding. People called the cops because they thought he looked suspicious, and he's on his way.
All right. Well, I know.
How do you bleed for two? Well, how do you bleed for 2 days?
Sorry, I thought a burp kind of went away. Okay. I know we talked about it before this show, but I want to talk about it on the show a little bit. Is the porn charity thing?
Yeah, the porn.
This is
charity.
Something we can talk about every single week. I think we can touch on and give an update on because it's so out there, but it's so great. It's for a good cause. I don't get why people are upset about this. It's helping things. Charities are turning their noses up at it, but it's money and it's legal. And why not?
I would like to contribute to this thing.
I would too. Oh man, explain to everybody how it works. Really, I don't get it necessarily.
All right, look, There was this thing started on Pornhub back in 2012 to raise money for breast cancer awareness.
Pornhub, probably the biggest name in online streaming free porn.
They really do a lot, yeah.
They do.
It's true. I love them.
They're kind of the superhero of porn these days.
They're my go-to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not me. I usually go to Google because I'm nostalgic. I don't like want something specific.
You said Google first?
I usually go to Google first, yeah. Mm.
I used to.
There's a couple of favorites I have in the can where I know I can find some of my favorite videos, like spankbang.com as one of my favorite party videos, or I don't know. You don't have any of those?
No, just Pornhub. You don't bookmark them,
do you? Don't have any tricks in the hat that you just want to go? No, I don't bookmark
them. I can't believe you guys don't bookmark that stuff.
I can't believe you do.
No, yeah.
I've got a wide spectrum of sites I visit, and it's not always easy to find the same video.
On my computer, iPad, doesn't matter. I always go Google Incognito window so it saves no history, no cookies, nothing.
I have to
commit all of it to my memory.
I've got like 3 websites that I can possibly think of that I go to.
That you go to for porns?
Yeah.
See, mine are always evolving. Some will get dropped, some will get added. What's your favorite? Oh, you said Pornhub is your favorite, just for a general go-to.
Yeah. All right, I got a couple others.
Pornhub is your big box. That's like your Walmart for porn.
Yeah. Okay. You got X Video.
All right.
X Hamster. Tube 8, which is great for mobile because
back in the day, Tube 8's lame.
But they were one of the first people actually doing like iPhone optimization.
True, but now all they have are like 6 minute videos.
Oh no, I never go there now.
Yeah, it's like YouPorn used to be great, but then I guess the lawyers found out and now they've got nothing.
We right. always end up talking about porn. Go ahead, Zach.
And that's about it. Yeah. Like I said, like three or four. Well, what is that, four? Yeah.
All right, I may as well bust out my faves.
Please.
Because they change. The one that was my favorite for a while, I can't say, because it was like YouTube, except it was U blank.
I know the one you're talking
started
about.
Started with J. Yeah, I can't
say
that.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
That one sucked, though. That one, you know, sometimes you'll find these great porn sites where there are all these great full-length videos that you love, and then you go one day, and all of a sudden, they're all five-minute videos.
But their logo is a guy in a top hat. Makes me feel classy checking out that site.
Well, somebody took the time to notice their logo.
You're not referring to YouPorn.
No.
Because that is a popular site, but
sure,
I don't
sure. No, it's different. XXXBunker.com.
You've mentioned that one before.
Yeah.
I got to check that site out.
It's not bad. I still use it. SpankBang also I use.
SpankBang.
The only problem is the videos are really high quality, and it takes a long time to load sometimes.
That does suck.
Meaning load the video, not...
Right. Very clever.
Not what?
Thank you.
Which one of those did you find that Mia Khalifa video on?
Andrew's mentioned this one before. X-Hamster.
X-Hamster.
And it was only 5 minutes, right. But it was one of those like in 5 minutes that had like a clip from each scene, including right. the money shot, which
those are the
is
best.
Admirable. I mean, you like those?
Yeah, you don't need to watch like 20 minutes where 18 of it is not stuff I'm particularly
Andrew's got a point here. I'm becoming a big fan of those where...
The compilation videos?
Well, it's not a compilation. It's all one scene, but it's condensed down into like okay. a minute
you're
of
right,
each
you're
part.
Right. What do you call that? The... I don't know.
Like, if it's a 5 minute clip and it's all just one continuous clip of the film, that's terrible.
Yep.
That's awful. Nobody wants that. But sometimes they'll have a clip where it's the 5 minute clip and it'll have highlights of the scene and then they'll cut out the money shot to be like, oh, gotcha. It's just a teaser. And I hate those.
There's an ad at the end, like, for full video, go to.
Precisely.
You're right.
Now, if it's 5 minutes and it has all the goods, I'm on board with that.
I love the direction the world is going. Thank God it's 2015. Seriously. Listen to ourselves complaining about how hard it was to watch it back in the day where you had to watch 18 minutes of stuff you didn't want to see.
Hey, for the record, let me say that I'm the guy who contemplated paying for this stuff.
It's true. You're not still thinking about it?
Oh, I'm totally still thinking about it.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
All right, what site are you going to do it for?
Huh. All right, this may sound... No. I had a go-to back in the day when we discussed this once on the air when we were uncensored.
Brazzers?
No.
That should have been your
I think Bang Bros is, I mean, if you had access to their whole library, that's a good one.
That is pretty sweet.
Yeah. I also love the ex-girlfriend sites. I do. Those are a big one.
Ex-girlfriend?
Yeah.
Huh. I never heard of them.
Yeah, I don't think I know what you're talking about.
Seriously,
either.
Like xgfs.com, that kind of thing?
I've actually watched a couple of those videos, but I never really understood why the title was that, because none of them seemed to revolve around that theme.
Well, it's supposed to be like you were with the girl. She let you film you banging her. And then when you broke up, you posted it on the internet.
Oh, that's
now,
not cool, man. That like adds up. This weird, creepy element of misogyny to it.
But
like,
but in all the videos, you can tell that it's fake, because the chick will always be something I've seen. I saw getting banged in another video or something. So,
well, that's reassuring.
But you know that,
if it's real,
I
wouldn't feel good about it.
Right.
And maybe we're going to that site just because those girls are hot. But I mean, there's other dudes out there who are going to take that pretty seriously, and it's kind of creepy.
That is creepy.
No, if it's a porn star and she's supposed to be someone's ex-GF and she's getting banged in a video, that's not making anybody mad.
I never explained porn charity.
Well, we got a lot of stuff to get to when we get back. Porn charity. I also want to discuss the legalities and the penalties for marijuana in the state of Texas, because it's a very hot topic these days. I also have facts about sex you might not know and ways you can distinguish the girls you'd want to marry versus the girls you want to bang. Lots of stuff coming up right after this break. You're listening to The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. Never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing in my pocket. We're back on The Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190, also on iHeart.com, the iHeartRadio app, and streaming on the Nerdville Radio Network. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach Bielmuth-Lewis.
Hey.
Andrew.
Hello.
This is a great tune, man. I love the new AC/DC. I'm way into it.
Yeah. Rock or bust, right?
Rock or bust.
Yeah.
All right, now that we're back from the break, I have something I wanted to dive into right away, and it was the Texas laws and weed, the weed penalties for Texas.
Right.
Talk to your mic there, Zach.
Sorry about that. Right.
No worries. I also, by the way, if you guys or anyone is interested, I have every single state here at the tip of my fingers if you're wondering what their weed laws and penalties are.
You have all of them?
Every one.
So I can ask you any, and you'll jump right into it.
That is correct.
All right. Well, let's hear Texas first.
Yeah.
No, look, I want to ask you guys, I don't care what you do off the clock. You don't care what I do off the clock. But let's just say, if tomorrow the word came down that marijuana is legal in Texas, mm-hmm. would you partake?
Yes.
We all would, yeah. right? Okay, we can just get that out of the way.
Yeah.
Address the elephant in the room.
Sure.
But I'm curious, I've always wanted to know, right now, standing, what would happen if I was caught with, say, a gram or an eighth, you know?
Right.
A small amount of marijuana.
Sure.
Or even if you're someone who likes to deal on a small scale, what kind of penalty you'd be facing?
Yeah.
Because I've never done that personally, but I know that a lot of people take that risk, and they'd be curious to know.
Some people have to, right.
So I want to make a little bit of a game out of this. I think we should ask. Now, 2 ounces or less
mm-hmm.
is the smallest penalty you can get.
Really?
For possession. 2 ounces or less. Now, would you say that's a misdemeanor or a felony?
That's probably a misdemeanor.
It's definitely a misdemeanor.
I was going to swing a felony.
No.
I'm consistently bad at games.
Marijuana possession won't really be a felony in most places, I don't think.
All right. Well, I'm going to blame this.
Maybe Nevada, because they're very strict, but I don't know that for sure. In fact, I'm going to look at that
Nevada?
After this.
You're sure
Nevada
you're not thinking of like Utah, maybe?
No, Nevada's very strict about drug possession.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Incarceration. For a number of days, you could be incarcerated for less than 2 ounces of weed. Would you say it would be above or below 100 days?
Below.
I'll go below.
180 days.
Holy.
So it's above?
Wow.
Yeah.
Maximum. 180 is more than 100.
I knew Andrew was going to do that to mess with you.
I'm so bad at games.
Okay. For the maximum fine for less than 2 ounces, for a misdemeanor, would you say it's above or below $1,000?
Yeah, I'm going to say probably way more than that if they'll give you 180 days in jail.
I'll go below.
$2,000.
It's lower than I would have expected.
So all right.
So 180 days in jail, $2,000.
Right. Now, we have a guy who used to be on our show named Kyle. He was busted with 14 pounds of marijuana right here in the state of Texas.
Right. That's no joke.
And I remember him saying that the felony he was charged with was more than 5, less than 50.
More than 5, less than 50.
Yeah, for pounds.
That's all right.
More than 5. And sure enough, on my list here, one of the categories is more than 5, less than 50.
Really?
Yeah.
So Kyle wasn't messing around.
No.
Hmm.
What do you think the incarceration period for something like that is? Above or below 5 years?
Below.
Yeah, I'd say probably 5 and below.
2 to 10 years.
Jeez.
Sorry, I guess that because Kyle never spent a day in jail. Yeah,
never spent a day in jail. Max fine, 10 grand.
10 grand.
Yeah.
Kyle, dodged a bullet, didn't he?
I thought that was pretty interesting.
Mm.
Now, what are some other states, though, that you'd even be curious to know? Like, what's the difference? I would think Texas, being like, you know, a Bible Belt kind of or a Christian conservative area, would have a higher penalty than most states.
Honestly, the only one I'm considering...
The state that's more liberal.
Sure. The only one I'm considering is Michigan, because part of my family, that's kind of what they do up there.
What weed stuff?
Yeah, it's like half their business.
Michigan?
Yeah. It's probably stupid, though. I'm pretty sure, yeah, Michigan does medical.
All right.
So that's a part of it. So I don't know how that all works out. I'm sure it's got to be more lenient than it is here.
Yeah, it's not at all.
Really?
Yeah.
That's surprising.
The use of marijuana is a misdemeanor in Michigan.
Really?
Yes. And can hold up incarceration up to 90 days.
I'm sure the use here is a misdemeanor, too.
Nope.
Really?
Yeah.
So I can use it. There's
no way.
It's okay.
Like, you can't walk around smoking a joint and the police will be like, oh, well, it's not a crime.
Depending on how much you have, they'll bust you for possession.
No, exactly. They'll give you with possession. But actual consumption is not a crime.
Huh. There's
That doesn't seem possible.
That seems so strange, but it makes sense in a weird way.
That's definitely true, I promise.
Because you can't do it without possession.
Yep.
So therefore, they can just buzz you for possession.
Actually doing it isn't a crime. There's no ticketable offense for that.
Weird.
I want to see what Nevada is. All right, Nevada marijuana laws and penalties. Ooh, wow. I was way, way wrong. Nevada is very, very lenient on this.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
No, 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 no. Wait, hold on. Let me check. Oh, yeah, for one ounce or less. You have to do it 4 times before it's a felony.
Huh.
So, yeah.
What about Alaska?
Alaska? Let me see.
Alaska.
Alaska's a good one.
Who cares?
I would think Alaska, nobody cares.
Yeah, exactly.
Who cares? We don't care.
Huh.
Yeah, less than 4 ounces in your residence, not classified. Max fine, $0.
Jeez.
Less than 1 ounce. Misdemeanor 90 days.
Did I tell you guys about the time that when
so
I
apparently
went to
in Alaska you're pretty good.
Alaska?
Don't let you slide because you live in Alaska.
Go figure.
All right, go ahead, Zach.
When I was in Vegas, that I felt like I almost got busted for like a sting operation.
Yeah, and from the sound of it, you may have actually dodged a sting operation.
It sounded like it. Yeah, we walked into the me and a friend walked into the Hard Rock Cafe. No, it was not Hard Rock Cafe. It was Planet Hollywood. Planet Hollywood Casino. We walk in and some guy
by
the door comes up to us looking shady, of course, and says, hey, do you guys want to buy some Coke? And we were like, no, we're good. He was like, come on, guys. Like, it's Vegas. Anything can happen. We're like, no, we're okay. The guy's like, all right. And he kind of, you know, everybody's been drinking. Things are a little blurry, but he vanishes into the crowd, per se. There's a lot of people there. And out of nowhere, like, 3 cops come out and are immediately, like, standing around looking. And so either that guy dodged a bullet or we did.
For the
weird
record, these cops are geniuses because if I had been pounding them down and I'm in Las Vegas and I'm having a good time, I probably would have.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but the police can't just walk up to you and ask, hey, do you want to buy some drugs?
That's like, true. That's entrapment, right? Them.
Yeah, exactly.
That guy didn't look like a cop.
He probably wasn't a cop.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, how is it entrapment then? The cops didn't
because
trap
you. Because you didn't walk up to him and say, hey, can I buy some
the
coke? He just walked up to you and said,
the
hey,
whole
you want
point
some
is of entrapment. The concept of it is right. That if they hadn't propositioned you, you wouldn't have done it. That's what makes it entrapment. If they bait you, then they tricked you.
Really?
So that's illegal. That's what entrapment is.
I have never understood entrapment.
That is exactly what it, right, Andrew? I'm explaining that, correct?
Yeah, exactly.
So if they bait me, then I'm okay.
Yes.
It's like, if you know, if a chick just walks up to you on the street and says, hey, you want to have sex with me? It'll be $50.
That's right.
Then that's illegal. The police can't use that.
If without their intervention, you wouldn't have committed the crime, then it's entrapment.
Entrapment is the greatest thing ever.
It's pretty great. And judging by that, that would absolutely be entrapment.
That sounds like entrapment. All right, well, then now, I guess that guy got away with murder. Because there's no way that's what that was.
Well, I mean, if a bunch of cops came in, it's very possible that guy was just getting busted for
selling
coke.
Three cops seems excessive, but they didn't find the guy. He got away. Like, they weren't walking him out in handcuffs.
How many police showed up to arrest Kyle?
A SWAT team showed up to arrest Kyle.
With riot shields and everything.
One of his contacts got knocked out by a riot shield. Exactly. Right. Zach, can you throw me a brewski?
Absolutely. And that was for 14 pounds of
hold on, let me grab this
cannabis.
Yeah, not to mention, I mean, they
right.
They found a whole pharmacy in that guy's apartment.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was only the one thing.
You know, did Kyle's friend go to jail?
Oh, yeah. No. He still got off on probation.
Jeez. So what do you have to do to actually
go to
jail? I mean,
that guy had ecstasy, all kinds of stuff. Well, you see, the problem in Texas is overcrowding is a big, big issue.
Well, I think that there's got to be people who are locked up for a DUI, and then they've got a guy who had 14 pounds of marijuana at a pharmacy, and they're like, probation.
No way. I mean, you could do, I think you could get, you could be a third-time offender of a DUI and still do 90 days in the can.
Well, that's 90 more than Kyle got, I mean.
That's true. Kyle never spent a day in jail. You can get off pretty easy. If you're someone like Kyle who's from the burbs, from a decent middle-class background, and they can afford a lawyer, you're probably going to be okay.
Not that we're supporting crime in Texas.
How would you guys go into the weed dealing business?
Yeah, hey, no.
No, I think I'm pretty good with it. But, I mean, if there was ever a time where I would be there's probably many times where I'd be tempted to maybe do a little blow when you're in Vegas. That's
Vegas.
A great place.
Yeah. Oh, come on,
Vegas,
the convenience.
Vegas, Las Vegas is cocaine.
Yeah.
Come on.
You walk into a casino and a guy's like, hey, right here on the cheap. I mean, come on, why wouldn't you?
Oh, I mean, yeah.
It's incredibly tempting.
You can call a spade a spade. That's one of the greatest places ever. My very first night in Vegas. It was one of the best nights of my entire life. Now, call me a scumbag, call me whatever. I don't care. I had a good time.
Scumbag.
Thank you, Zach. I arrived there with my girlfriend, and she had brought some medical prescription she had for codeine cough syrup.
Okay.
I mean, she hadn't used it. It was like, you know, she wasn't actually sick when it happened. So we did that. We were up in the room, and like I took like a teaspoon or, you know, whatever, maybe two, and had a couple of beers, and we went down to have dinner. And she said, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm really, really sleepy because, you know, that stuff will make you sleepy.
Sure.
So I said, yeah, you know what? Go upstairs. I'm going to walk around the, you know, explore a little bit. It was my first night in Vegas. I'm only there for 3 nights. I may as well explore.
Right.
So she goes up to the room. I'm kind of in a haze from the cough medicine mixed with drinking, whatever. I go to the first slot machine I see, slide my credit card in, because they're equipped for that these days,
mm-hmm.
which is cool.
Yeah.
One spin, $150. Boom. That set the stage for the entire night. I'm all on my own in Las Vegas. I'm walking around in a drug-induced, drunken haze. I got money in my pocket, and I just explored the strip and blew all the cash. It was a great time.
That really is great an incredible time. Story. You blew $150. Yeah, you basically had a gift card to Vegas.
Yeah,
yeah, it was awesome.
It was fun. Of course, cool. the rest of the time I was there, I consistently lost money. But that one night, I had good luck.
Did you go wake your girlfriend up?
No.
Hmm.
I actually think I did call her and was like, "Hey, I want $150. I'm going to go explore the strip. See you in the morning."
I don't believe you, but
you really don't?
No, you're that's how you are though. You're like a loner.
Should we
you
get her on the air to recant the story if we can?
No, don't do that.
I thought this might be a cool Vegas song.
I love this tune.
I really will get her on the phone to talk about my
I believe you thing. Will. I just don't think we need to.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
All right, well, when we get back, I still have the list to distinguish whether you should marry a girl, the difference between a girl you should marry and a girl you would bang, and a couple of facts about sex I think everyone needs to know. We'll be right back on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. Act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. And we're back on the Status Bro on Talk Radio 1190. I am your host, Kevin Eveling, with Zach Youngblood-Lewis. Oh, Andrew.
What's up?
You guys like this song?
It's great.
It's great, right?
I'm loving this tune.
Just listen to the words a little bit. This is a great tune. If I'm going too far, your wish is my command. If you let me get it, I'll see you again. It's basically all about a guy who prefers the, not third input, but from behind position. Here's it. From the back. Girl, do you like it? Like that. Do you want me to lay up in it? From the back. Girl, I like getting and hitting it. See, that's the part where we get a little confused, where the guy says, I like getting it and hitting it from the back. Because when he says getting it, doesn't that kind of imply that he likes receiving in his own back door?
Can we give these? Can we give that a plug?
Oh, yeah.
Are we allowed to? Because I want to know who that is.
Sure, that song is by L.J. Eccles.
L.J. Eccles.
L.J. Eccles.
What's the name?
From the back.
From the back.
But by that, I mean, I'm right there. My logic is correct on that, isn't it?
What's that?
The part where he says, I like getting it and hitting it from the back. I get what he's saying, what I think he's trying to say, but when he says, I like getting it from the back, it's implying that he likes, I mean, the way it sounds to the casual ear, it's implying that he likes
right.
receiving.
Well, it's got to be some kind of double entendre, right?
Well, yeah, you know, I think you mean like, you know, I think he's saying like, get it from the back, get it, got it, I got, you know, but the way it sounds like, I like getting it from the back, to me, it sounds that he's, Andrew, you see what I'm saying on this? Why are you so silent?
No, I think, yeah, you're right. He gay.
Thank you. A song that's clearly meant to purely express his masculinity only highlights his potential gayness. All right, now, I have some stuff.
Sounds kind of like a Marvin Gaye.
Or Chuck Berry.
Oh. I'll be here all week.
Yeah, all right.
At least mine was actually a pun, Zach. You were just being a jerk.
I just thought it was a bad joke.
Barry. All right. I had a couple things I wanted to jump into, but I don't know what you guys would prefer. So we'll do a little voting.
Okay.
I also reached out to my ex to see if she would corroborate my Las Vegas.
Did you really want her to do this for some reason?
Yeah.
I don't.
Nobody was that passionate about it.
It only takes a second.
I don't want to bring up old stuff.
See, I like that.
I know you do.
I like to get a little uncomfortable on the show. I do.
But it's you. I don't want you to have to do that for us.
Anytime I can get someone on the phone that's going to make an uncomfortable situation within the realm of the show, I'm all for that. If there's anyone we can get on the phone right now that would make you uncomfortable, Zach, please let me know because I'd be happy to dial them up.
I'm terrified
Andrew, you
to
as
let
well.
You know. I don't ever want to tell you those people.
We never had your girlfriend on the show.
Yeah, we have. She was a guest.
No. I mean a call-in.
What, is a call-in?
Is a call-in.
Yeah, you're right, but we haven't had any of your currents on the show as a call-in either.
You know what? This reminds me. Zach's made a lot of trouble for me tonight, I feel like.
Whoa.
You have.
I have.
Yeah, you got upset that I wasn't here on time.
I did.
You also made me scrap some stuff earlier today that I thought was good.
I did.
And a couple weeks ago, you revealed on our show that you and your girlfriend are into some next-level stuff.
I wouldn't... Sure.
Next level in comparison to Andrew and I, who I feel like we're both, well, maybe not him, he always wears a bag, but we're relatively sexually flexible.
I appreciate that you call it next level.
It is next level.
Sure.
It is to me, and I think I'm pretty out there.
All right.
But you do bondage, sadomasochistical.
BDSM is the term you're looking for.
Yeah, I just wanted to read it all out because it sounded.
I appreciate that.
It's so much more heavy hitting when you just read it all out like
Billboard
that.
Billboard it for me, Kevin.
Bondage, sadomasochistic, I think that's it. Domination, that's the, right?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Submission is one of them.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh,
wouldn't it be bondage, domination, sadomasochism?
I know that S&M is sadomasochist, right. And then B is bondage, and then D is whatever Anderson.
Yeah.
So how's that working out?
It's working out pretty great, honestly. I had a pretty awesome weekend.
See, that's what I wanted to dive into. I remember you said you had a good weekend, and I was so consumed with work that I didn't explore that. So please share with us.
All right.
Okay.
Honestly, this wasn't something I wanted to talk to you about specifically, because in a way, in a weird, twisted way, it kind of involves you, and that's weird.
I understand.
Sure.
I don't. Go ahead.
Right. Well, look, we had this awesome weekend, okay? She came over Friday. She slept, you know, she slept over. I got up Saturday and went to work. I work from 6 a.m. to noon on Saturday. So
yeah,
that's
we're
something
both there
I have
on
to
Saturday.
Deal with. Right. So I got back Saturday. We hung out. We watched movies. We laughed. We
Is
went
that
to
when
lunch.
You guys had donuts?
No, that was Sunday.
Sunday.
So Saturday night, about 7 o'clock, things are kind of, you know, things are wrapping up for the evening. The lights go down. You know, it's the way it is. And I don't know. We decided to get something rolling. Now, in this business, it's a little different than your vanilla experiences. God, this is hard to talk about without, you know, exploiting yourself on the radio.
Well, of course, vanilla would be the sugar. BDSM would be the spice.
Sure. So we got something going, and that was, I don't know, like an hour and a half long session, I guess is what you'd call it.
All right.
A
Which
scene.
Involves you being totally in control.
Right.
You do the tying. You may be blindfold.
Right.
Maybe some spanking. I don't know.
Absolutely.
You still use the flogger?
I do.
You do?
As well as the riding crop.
Yeah, you like that. I don't know what that is. Just continue.
Right. You know, being the dominating one.
Right.
Right. Well, Sunday morning, we wake up.
Which you both like.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have it any other way. It wouldn't work out any other way.
Sure.
Exclusive. So Sunday morning, we wake up. Things are nice. You know, I go get some donuts. We sit around and play our respective video games for like 3 hours.
That's sweet
cool.
of you after beating the hell out of your girlfriend.
It was nice. So.
man, this whole thing, I legitimately try to be a serious interviewer
I know,
during all of this, but like it's so fundamentally funny to me. I just,
it is.
All right. Continue.
So Saturday, we decide that, you know, we should go out. We should go do something. So before we go out, I'm like, you know, let's mix it up. I'll do something in public.
Okay.
So I tie her up, her torso, at least.
How do you tie up one's torso?
Well, you leave the arms and legs free. For a woman,
what are you tying up exactly?
What is bound? I don't get it.
Just, I don't know. Your shoulders are bound. Okay, your collarbone, you have a couple ropes running over those.
So it's like you see an old Western.
Around your torso.
When they throw a lasso around a guy and like just his arms are his
the arms like are that? Free, Kevin. Thanks.
Well, yeah, but they're from the shoulder. You know, they're like, it's like this.
All right, look, have you ever seen a corset for a woman?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are the arms and legs free in that?
Yes.
Yeah, but I wouldn't describe her as tied up either.
I agree.
Make one out of a rope and it's considered tied up and it's a corset.
All right.
Okay.
A rope corset.
Sure.
That does sound pretty painful.
Yeah.
Look, if you guys...
Dude, come on, continue. We're just messing. We're just breaking balls.
All right. You're hurting my feelings, okay?
Take it easy.
So I throw one of these on her, and then we go to the shops, okay? And we go walk around for a few hours.
Whoa.
This was on under her clothes.
Why? Why would you do that? Why would you take it out in the middle of the...
It makes sense to me.
Really?
It makes sense to Andrew.
I wouldn't personally want to do it, but I understand what he's getting at.
Yeah.
Why? I don't get it. What did she get out of that? I thought the whole thing about this whole domination and control thing was that it's, you know, it's private. It's sexual.
Right, it is.
Well, the other people at the shops didn't know that she was...
Nobody knew this was happening.
How is that sexual to go out in a public?
How is it sexual to hit somebody? I mean, some people just like that
stuff.
You
duck into a public bathroom, you bang. That's public. That's sexual. Walking around tied up like that, how is that sexual?
You ever grab your girlfriend's ass in public and nobody else sees?
I hope people see. I'm kidding.
That's the difference between you and me.
All right. Continue. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Right.
I'm trying to wrap my mind around this.
No,
thing.
So we're out.
I'm not trying to be a douche.
We have a couple of drinks. It's fun.
Yeah. Well, you have drinks. You're just conducting yourself as completely normal.
Yes.
All right. I'm getting it as I go. I'm getting it as I go. I promise.
All right. So then we... Then I start texting you, and we decide that, you know...
That we're going to meet up for drinks.
We should meet for drinks.
Yeah.
So we go meet for drinks, and that's fun.
Me and my lady friend.
Right. Now, before this, we went back to my place for like 20 minutes.
Yeah.
We hung out.
You pounded out?
No, we didn't, actually.
All right.
Yeah. I didn't think 20 minutes was long enough, but that's just me.
Wow. I could have had a marathon in that time. And time to cuddle.
I know.
All right.
So then we meet you for drinks, which was cool. She's still wearing this whole thing.
No way.
Yeah.
While I was with you guys?
Honestly, when we hugged, we thought we were both fucked.
Well, I was
we were afraid,
with you guys?
We were afraid,
what's going on?
We were afraid you were going to feel it when you hugged her.
I definitely hugged her more than once.
You didn't notice?
No.
Yeah.
Of course not.
Yeah.
It's a totally cordial hug.
It's
I'm
messed up, I know.
Up.
I didn't want to tell you about it. I totally kept it hidden until now.
Well, thank you for waiting until the air to share it with me.
You're welcome.
I actually, you think I'm being a smartass? I actually do appreciate that. Because it's good radio. If we invented this before the show, it wouldn't have been, it would have taken some of the punch out of it, I think.
Cool. Well, I'm sorry, either way. Again, I didn't intend for that to all work out, but hey, you were the one who wanted to get drinks. I suggested dinner. So then we went back to my place, and things got awesome for like two and a half hours.
Yeah.
And we crashed and went to bed.
Honestly, Zach, I was a little bit sauced when we met up with you that day, and I'm glad that we didn't inhibit your day, because that's what I was worried about.
You were like 15 minutes late, which is weird.
I was banging.
I knew it!
I
knew it!
I am sorry about that.
I knew it!
I was hoping you would be late. That's why I messaged you and was like, hey, if you're 10 minutes late, it's no big deal, because...
I didn't even notice that message until later.
All right. Well, there's a little bit of tension in here this week, I think, I always liked it, but you know, I think there was, but we've cleared the air.
I feel great.
I feel good too.
Yeah.
All right, well, we have a lot of stuff to get to when we get back in our final segment. I still got the 5 facts about sex for you and the difference between the girl you'd want to marry and the girl you'd marry versus, I don't even remember what it is anymore. It's a girl you'd want to marry versus a girl you want to bang.
That's it.
I talked about it a lot on the show, and now there's finally a publication about it, and I think we should get to it. Anyway, we'll be back in just a couple minutes on the Status Pro on Talk Radio 1190. And we're back on the Status Pro on Talk Radio 1190, also on iHeart.com and the iHeartRadio app and Nerdville Radio Network. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
Hey.
Andrew.
Good evening.
Now, I want to skirt our last discussion because I think we pretty much covered it.
Sure.
You want to finally get into some of my stuff?
Yeah, let's bite
into
it.
Boys, ready to move on to some content we actually had planned for this week's show? Yeah.
All Look, right. I like the unplanned stuff, all
oh,
right?
Oh, God, I do, too. It's my favorite.
Yeah, it's the best.
I love tangents. They're they're my absolute favorite. I mean, tangents are my favorite, first of all.
Right.
Especially when they're personal.
Mm.
And fighting.
Fighting.
Any fighting on the air, I love, dude.
Fighting
I thrive on that.
Fighting is awesome.
Oh, the time. Oh, yeah. I love it. All right, now I had the five facts about sex. You want to, you know, I feel like that's kind of lame.
Five facts about sex?
It was five facts about sex you wish you knew, but you don't. I like the girl you want to marry for the scream when a bang thing.
I like better. To think I know a lot of facts about sex.
Is that a fact?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm trying to pull my thing back up here. My internet's being douchey, and it's really frustrating. This happens to me every time. Every time I got something on the docket, I want to pull it up, and they okay.
You gotta do what I do. Just copy and paste it all into a Word document. It's the only way to go. It's the only way to know for sure.
You know what? You're probably right.
Yeah. Okay. It's the only way to go.
Now, on the show before, I've specified, and people always were like, that seems vague, or I don't get that. But I've said there's certain girls that I would want to bang, and there's certain girls I want to date. I don't even want to say marry, because I don't want to get married at all. But the date versus bang thing, I get. Like, I would always say, I would love to bang a girl with a tramp stamp. I've always thought that was hot.
Right.
Really sexy.
Sure.
Either of you guys ever been with a chick with a tramp stamp?
Yes.
Was it cool?
It was all right.
Might as well be a bullseye?
Yes.
When you were with this girl, did you ever incorporate the canine position?
Yes.
Nice. When you did that, were you looking at the tramp stamp?
I probably did, but honestly, it doesn't.
You didn't incorporate it into the overall enjoyment of your experience?
Nah.
See, I think I would have to, just on principle.
Did it roll like waves?
What?
Yeah, that didn't make any sense to me.
I don't get it.
You're right, it didn't make sense. Well, I was implying that
like it's a fat chick?
Implying that she had fat rolls. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Still, that's a weird area to have fat, especially if she's in the canine position. I'm going to start using that more, though, calling it the canine position.
The canine position.
Or just dog style. All right, this one says...
Zach, you're not even smiling. You don't find that amusing?
Yeah.
I don't get your two... You guys have in-jokes. I don't get them.
Dog style? I mean, what's...
Why'd you both say that at the same time?
Because we've talked about it before.
When?
What do you think it's like hanging out with you two when you like we literally discussed the
dog style?
The merits of the term dog style on the show before.
When?
Yeah.
It was like 100 episodes
this
ago.
This was back before Andrew was on and he used to listen, but he even back then picked it up. He was like, dog style. That's
so you're talking like the first 20 episodes.
Yeah.
That is ancient history.
Yeah, I think it originated because you sent me a text message and it auto-corrected to just dog style.
Yeah,
like, hey, that sounds kind of funny.
That's exactly it. That's how it started, yeah,
all right, dog style. While I should remember that, I don't. I'm sorry.
Shut up. Okay, so if you're going for marry versus date, but I want to say bang versus date because I'm not going to get married. Zach's giving me an evil glare right now.
I'm not giving you an evil glare.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm listening.
All right.
Go ahead.
He's got that killer's look in his eye.
Stop.
Okay, so the girl you would marry, it says, on Sunday, she... and it leaves a thing there. And from what I've gathered from this whole article is that maybe I want to marry the girls that you would just bang. I think that's kind of... That's where I end up. Because this says, on a Sunday, she is... having brunch with some of her work friends because she has a job, the kind of job where she works with people who would be having brunch on a Sunday. I don't want to be married to that chick. I don't.
You don't want to be married to a chick that's having brunch on a Sunday?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah. Now it says, the girl you would bang, on Sunday she's nursing a hangover. That sounds like my wife.
Yeah, I agree. This seems backwards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. This is not kidding. Okay, let's just keep it on.
No, yeah. If the girl I was banging was having brunch on Sunday, that'd be awesome.
All right. The girl you want to marry, her tattoo is cute, simple, understated, and feminine. Well, then why even have a tattoo?
What's the point?
None of those even... How could a tattoo be understated and... Okay. Now it says the girl you want to bang, her tattoo is a tramp stamp. Now that I will go back in a little bit. Then you know I used to say I don't want to date a girl with a tramp stamp, but you know I would absolutely think I could end up marrying a chick with a tramp stamp.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, next one. The girl you want to marry, for her dressy means... The girl you want to marry, a little black dress. All right, if it's a sexy little black dress. The girl in this picture that's a demonstration, it's not sexy. It looks like a mom dress. And it says the girl you want to bang, dressy means a micro dress. I don't even know exactly what that means, but I already like that better just by the sound of it.
Micro dress.
I want to marry the micro dress.
It's true. It sounds better than normal dress.
Hey, micro dresses are hot. No questions there. You should show up with a girl in a micro. It says if you show up with a girl in a micro, you get to give your buddies a yeah, man, blah, blah, blah. I like that. I think I would be fine with marrying the girl in the micro.
You seem like, yeah, you would be.
I would be.
Yeah.
You know that I'd always be happy to be showing up with the micro.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. Next. To marry a girl, her profile pic is from her trip to Peru last month. I don't like this chick at all.
From her trip to Peru?
Yeah.
I don't.
It's something she actually did because she does things. She goes to places. She travels. She has stuff going on. The focus is here is, look what I went and did. Isn't it cool? She's proud of her life and how cool it is, which shows confidence. No.
Peru? No.
Yeah, I'm not with it. The girl you want to bang, her profile picture is a selfie. Especially a car selfie or a duck face. Side notes, I like all these. I like the chicks you want to bang.
That definitely sounds like you.
Yeah. This is absolutely my style. Okay, marry her. Okay, romance book. I don't even know what a romance book is. I'm gonna skip past that because I don't do that. Marry her. She drives a describing a vehicle. You marry her if she drives some sort of an SUV, Jetta, Civic, Murano, Camry, or Cherokee, whatever. I have to disagree with this because I think tons of chicks you'd want to bang drive a Civic or a Jetta. Those are sexy chick cars.
A Civic or a Jetta?
Yeah.
I guess you're right, yeah.
To be honest with you, I'm kind of overall sick of this bit, and I want to move on a little bit, so I'm going to ask you guys something. When you talk about hot chicks and chick cars, one thing I've gotten in a debate with a lot of people over is hot chick names.
Hot chick name. We talked about this.
Yeah, there are names that are associated with hot chicks. And it's almost the kind of name where if you do have a girlfriend, as soon as she hears that you're friends with a girl of that name, she's going to be upset about
it. That is absolutely. That's like the litmus test for these names.
Your girlfriend hears that you're hanging out with a girl named, oh, this girl Amber I met at school. Boom. Amber.
That was actually exactly the name I was going to
Amber,
think of.
Great one. Hot chick name. Heather. Hot chick name, in my opinion.
Heather's a good one.
You don't think so?
I more think about names that I just find like really kind of repulsive, even if the girl herself is not otherwise, you know, unattractive, like, you know, Olga or Bertha.
All right, Yeah, yeah. Gertrude.
Something like that.
What about Jenna? I think that's a hot chick name.
Yeah.
Jenna is sexy to me.
Falls right in the middle for me.
Any girl named after a stone.
After a stone?
Yeah.
like ruby? Amethyst,
your crystal, your diamond, your garnet, anything like that.
Garnet? Is that actually a name?
Oh, yeah, it's a name.
Nobody's named Garnet.
Yeah, I've known a dude and a chick named Garnet for
you
the
knew
record.
A dude named Garnet?
Yeah.
You sure you weren't thinking of Garrett?
No, Garnet. Like, Garnet. I know what I'm talking about.
Huh. Yeah, I'll get on board with that.
I honestly, what I really want to do right now is Google a list of hot chick names. It would be normal, but we're just about out of time for this week.
Are we?
Yeah.
It flies so fast, doesn't it?
It does. It goes so fast. We have so little time. I try to cram so much stuff in, and we still have too much.
You know what we need? More airtime.
Yeah.
Someday.
Give us 2 hours. Give us 3 hours. We'll fill it.
It's true.
Anyway, that's all we have for this week. We really, really have to get out. We're short on time. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling. Was that the Unbled Lewis?
Thanks.
Andrew.
Get married or bang a chick, Internet.
We'll see you guys next week on Talk Radio 1190. This is The Status Bro. Watch lots of crotch, buy a yacht with a flag saying chilling the most. Then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars. Get thrown in the mix and tossed out of bars. Sip the Tijuana, I wanna roam, find Motown.